Hi, thanks for staying with Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kitten, and we're going to continue our conversation with the Chief Minister of Penang, Chow Kon Yao. Let's take a look at how Penang is dealing with the pandemic in the past year, but also looking forward to the future, how Penang is going to deal with the national vaccine rollout. Chief Minister, where do you see the role of state government in coordinating the national vaccine rollout?
The state government had been given a briefing by the state health authority, and the state secretary has been assigned this important task to coordinate with the health authority with regard to the national immunization program. Our role at the moment is to facilitate in terms of getting halls ready, and also the facility ready for the vaccination center. Our district office have been assigned this task of identifying, and we have got the list ready and submitted to the state health authority for them to consider the suitability of all these center for vaccination to be rolled out next month. Yeah.
Chief Minister, it seems how the vaccination plan includes priority groups. What kind of data does the Penang state government have that will allow it to identify these particular vulnerable groups that need to get the vaccinations first? And you know, are they expected to come to the centres, or will teams of nurses and doctors be going out to those, especially those who don't have mobility, perhaps in care homes and such?
At the moment, we have no details, information about such detail, the logistic requirement, how registration should be done, and so on and so forth. So we are actually wondering, with the appointment of Yang Berhormat KJ from MOSTI to coordinate the logistic of the vaccination program. So far, we have not been engaged by the state minister or his department. Even the state health authorities are also unaware what the minister will do with regard to engaging the various state government and the local authority to get the system ready for vaccination to be done from end of February onwards.
Are you concerned, Chief Minister, that there has been no communication so far? Is this silence worrying for you?
Definitely very concerned. And another matter of concern is while we target 70 to 85% of the population, right now we are not too sure whether all the people will be willing to go for this vaccination. There are people who may not want to opt for vaccination. So all this would require immense communication effort by the government so that the people will be convinced that we have to make sure that this vaccination program achieve the target of 70 at the least and up to 85% of the population, so that we will be able to achieve the herd immunity so that the rest of the population will be protected as well.
Chief Minister, it seems paradoxical. People used to be so afraid of the virus, and now they are afraid of the vaccine. But do you sense that they do want to get back to normality, including a lot of their own sort of economic and, you know, their economic lives? How are you making the argument to them that this is, in fact, the best strategy we have to return to some sort of normality?
Definitely, all of us are caught in this dilemma situation for a very long time. Striking a balance between lives and livelihood may not be that simple, as experience over the past 1 year would suggest that it is so difficult to strike the delicate balance. And of course, everyone wants to go back to normalcy. Vaccination is one way out, But while waiting for vaccination program to be completed, I think the fight against COVID-19 pandemic is still on. We are still not out of the wood. We have to continue with SOP compliance. Right. The loosening up of the various social economic sector must come together with compliance of SOP, so that the loosening which encourage interactions of human being would not become each one of us become host to the virus and get ourselves infected, and then with the increase in number, our public health system will again be overwhelmed, and it is a cyclical effect from day one until now, and even until the end of this successful implementation of the vaccination program.
Yeah, so you don't see it returning to normality anytime soon. I want to ask about the economy, the Chief Minister. How is Penang's economy faring at the moment? I'm not just talking about the hospitality and the tourism sector, which I know has been very badly impacted, but what about micro SMEs? What about small businesses in Penang? And if you take a look on the other side of the spectrum, has FDIs in Penang suffered as a consequence of the pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns?
I'll answer the last question first. I think in terms of FDI, in 2019, we achieved an all-time record of FDI investment in Penang. In 2020, we did reasonably well. Statistic up to September 2020 by MIDA, we have 10.6 billion ringgit of FDI, the second highest for the country, and we represent 22% of the FDI in the country. And there will be 47 projects with 9,000 over job opportunity. We know that 2020, we will not be able to achieve or to match 2019. But nevertheless, it is still very very good. But our concern is 2021, even 2022, whether we are able to continue this success. We have to work really hard so that FDI in the manufacturing and services sector will continue to be the engine of growth for Penang. Of course, with FDI, the supply chain, the ecosystem, which comprise of SMEs and small enterprises related to this sector will be impacted, yes, but I think with jobs created, with a production still in full swing to meet with the to meet the global supply chain, we see a situation that can be managed. But with regard to other SMEs in other sector, in the services sector, I think many had been impacted. Tourism and services sector are the sector most impacted. And until and unless travel restrictions are lifted, we will face this situation for yet some more months to come. With that, when we cannot receive foreign tourists, whether domestic tourism can be open when situation allow in the soonest time possible, and it is needed to provide this lifeline to many impacted in the tourism and retail businesses. So all this had to be considered. That's why it is so difficult to strike the balance between saving lives through public health and saving the livelihood through economic measures.
Chief Minister, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We've been delighted with your presence on the show, and may we wish you a happy Chinese New Year to you and all our viewers.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off the evening.
Don't forget to get the latest news and info on COVID-19 vaccines at astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. On behalf of the Consider This team, we wish you happy Chinese New Year. Thank you so much for watching and good night.